Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens, or split. Gamble responsibly.
Welcome, everybody, to your Sydney Saturday preview podcast from Sky Sports Radio. And Paul Joyce is off a freshen up, and that's when I really like to get up following him on Saturday. Hello to you, Paul.
Yeah, hello, Andrew. Back from a little freshen up. Feeling good, too, actually. Enjoyed a bit of a sunny week off. And look, we're off to Randwick. The weather's come down from North Queensland with me. And we've got fine weather predicted on Saturday. An improving track, probably around a soft six. And the rail's out a long way, so that's probably the only little trick. So keep an eye on that in the first couple of races just to see if there's any pattern there.
Okay, the sixth race is the Everest Carnival Handicap over the 1,800 metres. And, of course, we should mention the rail is way out at 12 metres from the mile to the winning post and 10 metres the remainder. So a little bit of restrictions on the size of the fields. We've got 10 in this race plus a couple of emergencies.
Yeah, exactly right. 1,800 metres. Solid tempo. Tori Joyce, she's been having a bit of success from the front. I expect her to lead them up again. I've actually put her on top for the quaddie. I've gone as wide as I could here. 5, 1, 2, 4, 8, 11. Tori Joy on top. She's a mare in form. I think she'll lead. I think she'll take some catching. It was a big effort last start at Rose Hill. The one, Dr. Drill, well, he was run down by an in-form Wugok over the 1,800 here last start on a heavy track. I think he's a bit better on a soft, and obviously he's the class runner of the field. Number two, Love a Silly, had a five-week freshen, so I'm not sure why that was the case, but nevertheless, he went out on a winning note. He'd won three on the trot, so you don't see too many stayers do that. So well, as long as he's fit and right, I expect he will be. He's got to be a huge chance. The four, Gayatri, she's an interesting runner. She just appears a bit more dour this campaign. She certainly outpaced first up over the 1,500. Huey Bowman jumps aboard. He's got a great record on this mare. Whether or not 1,800 second up still a touch short, that's the query. So we'll just throw her in the quaddy as a bit of insurance. Number eight, Costello. I thought he was very good first up over a mile here. And the other one I'm going to throw in is the 11, Ula Saba, mainly in case he gets a run. His first emergency, and if there's a scratching, he'll go straight in. And I think if he gets a run, you want to have him in the first leg of the quaddy. So we've gone wide, Andrew. 5, 1, 2, 4, 8, 11.
Okay, so a few there. Race 7 is over the 1,400. We've already had the scratching of Slow Burn, so at this stage we're at a field of 8 in this race. And at this stage, Lungberg, can it do it again? It's the favourite over, well, the Canberra Visitor Notation, who just can't do anything wrong at this stage.
Yeah, exactly. It's a good clash, isn't it? There's a couple of good clashes on this card, and this is definitely one of them. And look, for a quaddy perspective, I think we only need to take those two horses. I've gone 5 ahead of 8, but I think they're the only two hopes. But they'll both roll forward. I think Notation will sit outside the lead and Lundberg will take a trail. And they should fight out the finish. Notation, since Maddie Dale's got hold of her, she's just grown a new leg. She's won 3 on the trot. She smashed them at Randwick last start over the 1,400, just doing it up on the speed. And when you can settle up on pace, relax, and then quicken, you generally win a lot of races, and that's exactly what she's doing at the moment. And she's the most lightly raced horse in the field. With the claim for Robbie Dolan, she gets in really well at the weights. But Lundberg was very good the other day. I've been a little bit critical of him not putting races to bed, but last time at Randwick, once he got that inside split, he really did put a gap on them. He put 2 lengths on them late. He savaged the line. That's what I've been waiting to see him do. And now that he's done that, there's no reason he can't work his way through the grades quite quickly. So I think with numbers 5 and 8, we're looking pretty good in the second leg.
5 and 8 there. Now, the third leg, the Winter Racing Handicap over the mile. Velocitia, number 8, is the scratching here already taken out by the Chris Wallace stable. How do you see this one?
Well, there's a bit of speed, which is good because I've gone for a couple that'll get back off the pace. Scholarly, Monsieur Sassou, Condor, Monasterio, they're all on pace gallopers, Pirate Ben keeping them honest. So I think the backmarkers will get their chance even with the rail out. And we're concentrating on numbers 10 and 9. 10, Travancore on top. Now, this horse has only been with Claire Cunningham this campaign. So go off what he's done since he's joined that stable. 4 starts for a win and 3 placings. His last start at Rose Hill, an on-pace dominated 1,500. He was the only runner to make any ground, and he made a stack of ground late. I think his final 600 was a clear second faster than anything else. So the Randwick mile, fifth up off a spell, looks perfect, especially with a bit of speed up front. And I'm really keen on Travancore's chances. But I will take some insurance with number 9, Zavance. She's back from Brisbane, where she ran third in the Sunshine Coast Guineas behind Baccarat Baby. And she's a filly that was going really well before she went north, including a close fifth behind Nikki's Gold. So I just like her as a bit of insurance, but I'll be backing Travancore to win at numbers 10 and 9 in the third leg.
Righto, 10 and 9 there. So we've got a little bit skinny mid-race, but mid-quaddy, but I like your confidence. The last, the ATC members to a handicap. Tony Nicone's been scratched from Melbourne already, so I take it that with a drawn inside, it's going to line up in this race. At the moment, it's around $13 in the tab market, Paul.
Yeah, really tough race. I tell you, for the last leg of the quaddy, 1,000-metre races are tough at the best of times, and this is an open affair. Obviously, a couple of emergencies may get in, so just check back in on Saturday morning when I speak with you on air, Andrew, between 10 and 10.30, just in case there's any major adjustments. But at this stage for the quaddy, it's 12, 4, 8, 9 and 11. I'm with Natalia on top the 12. She's got the perfect barrier to trail a hot tempo. She just missed behind Invictus Salute over this track and distance last start, and that was coming off a big first-up win at Gosford. So I think she's the safe play to put on top. Four Grey Worm, I think he's opened favourite off a big trial win up there at Hawkesbury. He's got great first up figures, a lightly raced, promising galloper for Team Hawks, and I think he's obviously the danger. Number 8, Royal Witness, just ran out of condition first up, but he was in front for a long way, and that was the race Natalia ran second in, so I think he'll strip fitter and give you a good sight. The 9, Don't Leave Me Out, trialling really well, bolted in a recent trial on the synthetic track. And the 11, Power Command, she's the only real backmarker I've found here. And I just thought if they do overcook it up front and something's swooping down the outside, I think Power Command will probably be that horse. So we'll go 12, 4, 8, 9 and 11 in the last leg.
Righto, so we've gone wide-ish in the first and last legs at this stage ahead of final scratching Saturday morning. But as you say, you're back with us at 10. So this will give the podcasters a bit of a start on how you see this per quaddy.
Oh, exactly right. You can get a head start. Take some fixed odds there if you like them. And at this stage, there's 120 combinations in the quaddy, so $12 will get you 10%. But, with scratchings or any emergency sneaking in, we may adjust that a touch come Saturday morning.
And Matt Smith has let us know, as we've recorded this podcast on Thursday morning, that Attorney will line up at Randwick in race 5. It was a dual acceptor with Brisbane, but it's the clear favourite as we record this podcast at Tab to win the race. And I know that you like it on the weekend as well.
I do. He's a very promising stayer from what we've seen of him. And I'm keen to see what he can do against horses that have got better form than him, but certainly not as progressive as him. So he certainly deserved a favourite in the fifth race there on Saturday.
Good on you, Paul. We'll talk to you on Saturday morning just after 10 o'clock.
For sure. Looking forward to it. Thanks, Andrew.
Paul Joyce in our podcast preview every Thursday from Sky Sports Radio.